Stories.
Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 21, A Revelation to Settle in Missouri, May to June 1831. Joseph Smith had moved from New York to Kirtland, Ohio. He asked the saints who were still living in New York to move to Ohio, and they obeyed him. Jesus told Joseph that the saints in Ohio should share their land with the saints from New York. Lyman Copley had a lot of land, and he promised to share it. Some of the saints from New York moved onto the land, but Lyman Copley didn't keep his promise. He decided he didn't want the saints from New York to have his land. He made them move, and they had nowhere else to live. Newell Knight was the leader of this group of saints. He didn't know what to do, so he went to ask Joseph Smith for help. Joseph prayed, and the Lord told him that this group of saints should go to Missouri. Before these saints left Kirtland, a conference was held. It lasted 3 days. The Lord gave some important revelations to Joseph Smith. The Lord told Joseph to ordain the first high priest in the church. High priests have the Melchizedek priesthood. Many leaders of the church were ordained high priests. The Lord said some of the men should go on missions to Missouri. They were to preach the gospel on the way. When the conference was over, the missionaries left for Missouri. The Lord told Joseph that the next conference of the church would be held in Missouri. He told Joseph and his friends to go there. Jesus promised to show them where to build the city of Zion. Last time we also read chapter 22, Saints Begin to Settle in Missouri, July to August 1831. The prophet Joseph Smith, Sidney Rigdon, Edward Partridge, and others went to Missouri. They were very happy to go because they wanted to learn more about building the city of Zion. They went part of the way in a boat. When they got to Missouri, Joseph wanted to walk. He knew the land of Missouri was sacred, and he wanted to see it. Joseph and his friends walked about 300 miles across Missouri to Jackson County. A few days after Joseph Smith and his friends arrived in Jackson County, the saints from New York arrived there. The missionaries from Kirtland also arrived in Jackson County. Joseph Smith and Bishop Edward Partridge told the people what to do. Some were to buy land in Missouri. Oliver Cowdery and William W. Phelps were to start schools. They were also to choose and write books for children to read in school. Joseph wanted to know where the city of Zion should be built. He prayed to Heavenly Father, and his prayer was answered. The Lord revealed that the city of Zion would be located in Jackson County, Missouri. He also revealed that a temple would be built in Independence, a town in Jackson County. The Lord also promised that those who keep His commandments and endure trials faithfully will be crowned with glory. The Lord told the saints in Missouri that they should obey the laws of the land. They should do many good things without being told. The Lord also promised that when people repent, He will no longer remember their sins. The Lord said that Sidney Rigdon should dedicate the land. Sidney Rigdon asked the saints if they received the land with thankful hearts and if they promised to keep the commandments. "We do," they answered. Then Sidney Rigdon prayed and dedicated the land. The next day, Joseph Smith, Oliver Cowdery, Sidney Rigdon, and other leaders held a meeting at a special place in Independence. They read the scriptures and prayed. Then Joseph Smith dedicated the place for the building of a temple. The next day, all the saints in Missouri went to a conference. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they rejoiced. Joseph told them that God would bless them if they were faithful. A few days later, Jesus gave Joseph a revelation about the Sabbath day, or Sunday. Jesus said Sunday is His holy day. On Sunday, we should do things to help us remember Him. We should rest from our work. We should go to church and take the sacrament. We should repent of our sins. We should fast and pray. We should be thankful for all our blessings. Saints who do these things will have all the good things they need. They will be happy, they will have peace, and they will receive eternal life. Children at home, please read along with us today as we read Chapter 23 in Doctrine and Covenants Stories, The Doctrine and Covenants, August to November 1831.
Joseph Smith and some of the saints left Missouri and went back to Kirtland, Ohio.
Soon a special conference was held. The purpose was to talk about printing the revelations the Lord had given to Joseph Smith.
The revelations Joseph had received had been written down, but most church members did not have copies of them.
In the conference, the saints decided to publish the revelations in a book. The book would be called the Book of Commandments. Later it was called the Doctrine and Covenants.
Jesus gave Joseph Smith two more revelations for the book. One was for the beginning and the other was for the end.
These revelations help us understand the importance of the book and of the restored gospel.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. What was the purpose of the special conference the saints held in Kirtland? Carly?
To talk about printing the revelations the Lord had given Joseph Smith.
Good. Excellent, Karina.
To hear what the Lord wanted them to do.
Great, Ace.
Talk about printing the revelations.
Okay. Before it was called the Doctrine and Covenants, what was it called? Cash.
It was called the Book of Commandments.
That's right. Why was it important to publish the revelations Joseph Smith had received? Emmeline?
If we know what the prophet says, we can be what he wants.
Great. Eli?
They help us understand the book.
How do you think having the revelations published in a book helped the saints learn what Jesus Christ wanted them to do? Cash?
So that the saints could read it.
Great. Ace?
They could read them every day.
Good. How can studying the Doctrine and Covenants help you find out what Jesus wants you to do? Ace?
It helps me understand the gospel.
Great. Jesus gave two revelations for the beginning and end of the Doctrine and Covenants. What do these revelations help us understand? Emmeline?
The importance of the restored gospel.
Great answers and insights, everyone. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today we are learning about the Doctrine and Covenants. Let's continue reading in chapter 23 to learn about some of the things the Doctrine and Covenants teaches us.
The Doctrine and Covenants tells everyone that the true Church of Jesus Christ is on the earth again.
The Doctrine and Covenants tells about the priesthood. It also tells men how to use his power.
The Doctrine and Covenants tells about the Book of Mormon.
By reading the Book of Mormon, everyone can know about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The Doctrine and Covenants teaches the saints to share. Those who share will be filled with the Holy Ghost.
The Doctrine and Covenants teaches the commandments of God.
Saints who obey these commandments can live with Heavenly Father and Jesus forever.
Jesus said all members of the church should read the Doctrine and Covenants.
After the conference, Oliver Cowdery took copies of the revelations to Missouri.
He gave them to William Phelps, a church member who had a printing press. Oliver asked Brother Phelps to print 3,000 books.
Before the printing was finished, however, wicked men stopped the press and destroyed most of the pages.
The Doctrine and Covenants was finally published in 1835. The saints thanked Heavenly Father for the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants.
What does the Doctrine and Covenants tell everyone? Ace?
Jesus' true church is on the earth.
Great. Emmeline?
The true church is on the earth again.
What does the Doctrine and Covenants teach about the priesthood? Carly?
It tells men how to use the power.
Great. Eli?
It tells men how to use it.
What does the Doctrine and Covenants say about the Book of Mormon? Emmeline?
Reading the Book of Mormon teaches about the gospel.
Wonderful. Ace?
Everyone can know the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Great. And Karina?
If you read it, you'll know this gospel.
Great. What does the Doctrine and Covenants teach about sharing? Cash?
How important it is.
How important it is. How important is sharing, Cash?
It's very important.
Very important. What blessing will members who obey the commandments of God in the Doctrine and Covenants receive? Eli?
They can live with Heavenly Father forever.
Excellent. Emmeline?
They can live with Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ forever.
Great. What a wonderful blessing. Who wants all members of the church to read the Doctrine and Covenants? Karina?
Jesus.
That's right. Cash?
Jesus.
Eli?
Jesus.
What did Oliver Cowdery do with the revelations after the conference? Ace?
Took them to a member who had a printing press.
Great. What happened before the printing was finished? Carly?
Wicked people stopped the press and destroyed most of the pages.
That's right. When was the Doctrine and Covenants finally published? Cash?
It was published in 1835.
Excellent. I know that the Doctrine and Covenants contains important revelations given to us in these latter days, or in our time. I know Joseph Smith was a prophet of God, and he revealed these things to him. I know President Monson is the prophet of God today. I'm thankful for continuing revelation from the Lord through his prophets to guide us. We have time for another story today. Please get ready to read along with us in Chapter 24 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, Parents Should Teach Their Children, November 1831.
Some elders in the church wanted to know of the Lord's will for them.
So they went to the prophet Joseph Smith.
Joseph prayed for guidance.
The Lord's answer included important principles about how to be good parents.
Parents should teach their children about Jesus and help them develop faith in him.
Parents should teach their children how to repent.
Jesus said children should be baptized when they are 8 years old.
Parents are to teach their children the gospel before they are baptized.
Parents should teach their children about the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Parents should also teach their children how to pray and how to listen to the Holy Ghost.
Parents should teach their children to know and obey God's commandments and to be good members of the church.
Parents and children who follow Jesus' teachings can have lasting happiness as a family.
What are some of the things parents should teach their children? Carly?
To know and obey God's commandments and be good members of the church.
Excellent. Eli?
About being nice to everyone and about Jesus.
Great. Emmeline?
To repent and learn about the gospel and the Holy Ghost.
Wonderful. Cash?
To be good members of the church.
Great. Ace?
How to pray and how to repent.
Wonderful. And Karina?
They should teach their children about the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Wonderful. What have you learned from your parents about Jesus? Emmeline?
He was perfect and he died for us on the cross.
Cash?
That he is the Savior.
Karina?
That he is my brother.
How have your parents taught you to have faith? Ace?
Trust in Jesus and follow him.
Wonderful. Emmeline?
Pray daily.
Pray daily. Wonderful. Eli?
By giving me examples of how to have faith.
Great. And what are some of those examples?
My aunt was almost in a car crash once. And right before she got around the corner where there was this big tree, she stopped because she had this feeling. And a car just went right past her really fast.
And how has that taught you to have faith?
It's taught me that Jesus loves me and will keep me safe.
Wonderful. How have your parents helped you to repent? Emmeline?
Pray to ask for forgiveness.
Ace?
Feel sorry and pray for forgiveness.
At what age should children be baptized? Carly?
8 years old.
That's right. What should parents teach their children before they are baptized? Eli?
The gospel.
Exactly. Cash?
To have faith.
To have faith. Emmeline?
How to repent.
What are some of the ways your parents have taught you the gospel? Ace?
During family home evening.
Wonderful. Carly?
By having family home evening.
Great. Emmeline?
My parents were my primary teachers.
Oh, how great. Perfect. Cash?
Through their testimonies.
Through their testimonies. Wonderful answers. What should parents teach their children about the Holy Ghost? Eli?
That he is always there to help.
Excellent. Karina?
To listen to him.
To listen to him. That's very important. Ace?
You need to be good to keep him with you.
Great. How have you learned about the Holy Ghost from your parents? Carly?
That he helps you.
Great. Cash?
That it can strengthen your testimony.
Wonderful. Emmeline?
He can help you make wonderful choices.
How are your parents examples to you of someone who keeps the commandments and is a good member of the church? Does anybody have an example of how their parents are good examples to them? Emmeline?
My dad tries to go to church as much as he can. If he could go every day, he would.
Great. Wonderful. And Karina?
They say testimonies.
They say testimonies. So they share their testimonies with you? Wonderful. Eli?
They've always had faith that Jesus will get us through all our trials.
Wonderful. Ace?
They tried to live as they should.
Great. Is there anything else your parents have taught you or ways they have been good examples to you that you'd like to share with us today? Let's start with Carly over here.
They pay their tithings.
What a great example. Yes, wonderful. Cash?
They obey the commandments.
Obey the commandments. Karina?
They help me try to be like Jesus.
Wonderful. Ace?
My mom prays a lot. She's a good example.
So she prays a lot? That is a great example. Emmeline?
They treat other people the way they want to be treated.
What blessings do parents and children who follow Jesus' teachings receive? Cash?
Eternal life.
Excellent. Emmeline?
To live together forever.
Ace?
Lasting happiness.
Carly?
You can have lasting happiness as a family.
Would any of you like to express your love and gratitude to your parents today? Oh, Emmeline's hand went straight up.
I do. I love my father and I love my mother for taking care of me all these years and showing me the Spirit.
Great. Cash?
I love my mom and dad. They're great examples and they're good members of the church.
Great. Karina?
They are wonderful, loving, and kind.
What great examples. Thank you. Ace?
I love my mom. I love my dad. They're both great examples. They're really good members of the church, and they've been good teaching me about the gospel.
Great. And Carly?
They love us and teach us a lot about Heavenly Father and Jesus.
Great. And Eli?
They've kept me happy and healthy all my life.
Great. I have wonderful parents who have taught me how to be strong in the church and how to follow the Savior, and I'm grateful to them for what they have taught me about the gospel. I hope and pray that I can do the same for my family as I try to raise my children in righteousness.
Little child, and together we'll learn. commandments that we may return home to his presence to live in his sight. Always, always to walk in the light.
Father in heaven, we thank thee this day for loving guidance to show us the way. Grateful we praise thee with songs of
thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 25, Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon Go on a Mission, December 1831 to January 1832, and Chapter 26, The Three Kingdoms of Heaven, February 16, 1832. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need the power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program. People who are going to the celestial and terrestrial kingdoms will be resurrected when Jesus comes to earth again.
People who are going to the celestial kingdom will not be resurrected until 1,000 years after Jesus comes again.
See you next week!